in the morning
with Ray Gustafson.
WSJM.
Would you look at that?
8:11 on the Moody in the Morning Show. Ray Gustafson in the main studio. Pat's on vacation. And it is Monday, and it's time for Monday Morning Money Talk with United Federal Credit Union. And in the studio with us, Bob Sikora, Business Services Advisor with United Federal Credit Union. Good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
Morning, Ray. Doing great.
Glad to have you here.
This gray day.
Yeah, well, I was going to say kind of a gray day. It wasn't bad coming in this morning. Got a little slick yesterday afternoon, but maybe a little bit tonight, according to David Harker. But that doesn't stop business from going on at United Federal Credit Union. That is a true statement, I bet, right?
That's true.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today? We've got lots of exciting things going on.
Well, there are lots of interesting things happening in the business world right now. One of them is interest rates. We often get questions about interest rates. And for quite some time, interest rates on loans have been going up. Prime rate has gone from 3.5% to 5.5% in the last 2 years. So that's been a significant increase. But what we haven't seen until lately has been deposit interest rates coming up.
Oh, that's a good thing, right?
For savers, that is a good thing.
Yeah.
And so today, we've got a couple of promotional rates. We have a 16-month CD rate for businesses. Mm-hmm. That's an APY, annual percentage yield, of 2.8%, which is probably three times what it might have been a year ago.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question about, well, why are you doing this? That's kind of a poor choice of questions, but we want to help businesses grow here in Southwest Michigan. I mean, and this is, or if you want to start a new business, I mean, this is a great opportunity.
Sure. And it is for businesses that have that extra cash that they're going to keep for another year and plus.
Sure.
It's a 16-month CD.
Mm-hmm.
So those businesses that have that excess cash, it's a good place to put it until they're going to need it for equipment or building. It takes a while for the deposit rates to move up. The loan rates move up fairly quickly, but the deposit rates tend to lag a bit, and mm-hmm. now they're starting to move up.
So what would be the incentive for a business to want to do something like this? What could they use that money for? Kind of in case something bad happens, they need to replace something or they need to make an investment in their business. What would be some examples of how this would benefit a business in your experience?
Sure. Sometimes businesses have some extra cash that they're putting away for expanding their building.
Sure.
Or for buying that next piece of equipment that's going to be there for another year and a half,
sure.
maybe even 2 years. They're planning for the future to do an expansion, but they're not ready to do it yet.
Or maybe they've got a fleet of vehicles possibly that they know, okay, we can get another year or two out of these vehicles, but we know that in the next 2 years, we're going to have to replace some of our vehicles.
Yeah, that's right. Every business has equipment. Every business has items that they have to replace on mm-hmm. a regular basis, and they should be saving for at least a portion of that payment down the road.
Right.
And so that helps businesses out when it comes time to purchase that next piece of equipment.
Sure.
It's always nice if they don't have to borrow for all of it. It's a savings account, much like a personal savings account.
Yep, and we all have to have one of those as well, and put some money away for that for a rainy day, I guess you could call
right.
it, and because you never know what's going to happen. But yeah, it's as a business, you've always got to be looking forward. You've got to look at the now, don't get me wrong, but you've always got to be looking a year or two or 5 years or 10 years down the road on what investments you'd like to make into your business and how you want to see your business grow. It's a great opportunity.
And speaking of businesses, looking at the future,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that we've seen lately has been changes in the banking industry, where we have a couple of mergers that are happening. Chemical Bank had merged with Talmer Bank recently, and now that bank is merging with a bank out of Minneapolis
TCF Bank, right.
Mm-hmm. We see a large merger with SunTrust and BB&T.
Right.
That's primarily in the southeast, but that is a huge merger of two extremely large banks. And one of the things we get asked once in a while by business owners is, how do I tell whether my bank is healthy?
Right. Well, we're all worried about that. We want to make sure that our money and our investments are safe. I mean, you know.
And for 99% of the people, the safety is in the FDIC
right.
or NCUA insurance. The federal government insures deposits that are up to $250,000. So certainly bank safety is pretty well insured by the federal government.
Sure.
But you can get a couple of indications of bank health. If you are a financial geek or accounting person, you can actually look at their financial statements, make sure they're profitable, make sure they're well run, make sure they keep enough capital on hand to meet that rainy day, just like any business.
Now, for someone like me, I'm sorry to interrupt, Bob, but
sure.
for somebody like me who's not a geek in that regard, and I'm not calling you one, but okay, maybe a little.
Yeah.
But I'm just kidding. So, but if I have questions about that, though, I mean, I would think that I would be able to come in and talk with you or anybody at any of the branches and look at this. You know, they can present this information. And can you explain it to me in layman's terms so it makes sense to me, right?
Sure. And you can look online at independent rating agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, if it's publicly traded, you can look at the investment companies, Moody's
sure.
or Standard & Poor's, or there are. It might be easier to look at an independent agency that rates bank soundness, credit union soundness.
Mm-hmm.
Bauer is one that we refer to a lot. We've had a 5-star rating from Bauer since 1999.
Right.
That's the highest rating you can get. So there are independent agencies. And then you can look just like any business. Are they expanding? Are they contracting? Are they building new branches? Are they not building new branches? Are they closing branches? Those types of things are not great indicators, but they give you an idea.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, well, we've got time for maybe one more thing. What else do we need to talk about this morning, Bob? We're talking with, if you're just tuning in, Bob Sikora, Business Services Advisor for United Federal Credit Union here on Monday Morning Money Talk. There's one more important thing there, I think, right?
Yes, I think the other important thing I'd like to leave you with is that despite some of the ups and downs of the stock market, Main Street is still doing very, very well. The businesses I work with, the primary problem is getting good labor and finding good people. So if you're a worker, that helps. Businesses are still doing extremely well, despite what Wall Street might go up and down with.
Okay. Well, for more information, if they've got any questions whatsoever about anything that we talked about here today, or just general questions about United Federal Credit Union, how can they get a hold of you, or what's the best place for them to go, Bob?
Best place for them to go is to call our number at 269-982-1400. I like that number here, 1400.
That's an easy number to remember.
Yes. Yep.
Or you can go to their website as well. It's unitedfcu.com. Bob Sikora, Business Services Advisor with United Federal Credit Union here on Monday Morning Money Talk. And as always, Bob, pleasure to have you come in and bring us up to date on things.
Thanks,
and
Ray.
We'll see you next time around.